Hello and thank you for listening to episode 179 of 60 Minutes With. I'm Dave and this is another of our Soundcheck 'Em Out shows. And apologies, it's been a while since I did one of these and we have been inundated with new music. So I'm trying to play catch up with everything because I have got some awesome music to put into your ears. I will say again, and I've said this in the past, please visit the website, which, if you're a sensible person, you have of course got set as your homepage on every internet enabled device that you've got. Because the news section, very often I'll put news items to bands, click a link to the video with the latest song that's on there. There's been some great songs on there, so please pause this, take a few minutes, go and listen to some music in the news section on the website. Now with this one, you may remember the last Soundcheck 'Em Out show that I did, which was the 16th one. This is the 17th. We've now passed with this show over 50 artists, over 50 songs, each and every one of them. So good. And I know they're good because the feedback I get from you, the listeners, the people have bought this music that, and saying, oh, I never heard of this band. I mean, you're taking this journey with me. The three bands that I'm playing today, I hadn't heard of them. But then again, like I said before, I'm a bit of an old git now. I grew up in the 70s and 80s listening to music. Thought rock music died then. Clearly, these shows have shown rock music is far from dead. So in the last one, I took a little detour away from the rock genre. We're back in the rock genre with a bang in this show. And again, I always say, you know, turn up the speakers. If you're in a place now where you cannot listen to this episode, very loud. Well, then again, pause and then come back when you can play this as loud as you can stand it, because these three songs demand to be played as loud as possible. I'm going to start off with a UK rock band called Wicked Stone. They've got a new EP coming out on September the 13th called Devil in Me, but they released a single a few weeks ago called Unchained, which is the song that I'm going to play. So a little bit about Wicked Stone. They were formed in 2015 and wasted no time in establishing themselves as one of the UK's hottest up-and-coming acts. Their debut album, Ain't No Rest, was released in October 2017 to critical acclaim. I need to listen to that very, very soon. With a sound that references the touchstone of classic rock, but with an unmistakably modern edge, Ain't No Rest won the band a whole legion of fans. I'm sure I'm going to be another one of them. Just from this one song alone, I'm already a fan. Wicked Stone are a formidable live act, thriving on the interaction between the band and audience, ensuring that their live shows are fun and exhilarating, and most importantly, unforgettable. The band has appeared across the country, winning over audiences everywhere, none more so than at their acclaimed appearances at the prestigious Rambling Man Fair, Breaking Bands, Planet Rock's Winter's End, and of course Hard Rock Hell Festivals, which is just up the road from us here in North Wales. Well, most of them are, because Hard Rock Hell, wow, since we started covering it 4 years ago, they have so many different festivals, not just across this country, but across the world. So again, you're listening to this and you're not too familiar with the Hard Rock Hell festivals, go and follow them on all of their social medias. They put on some great festivals. So here we go, back to Wicked Stone. Their new upcoming release, Devil in Me, like I say, set for release Friday the 13th of September, sees Wicked Stone take on a more powerful, harder edge without sacrificing the anthemic choruses and big hooks for which they're renowned. Lyrically more mature, musically more evolved, their high-energy new opus looks set to take the music world by storm. Wicked Stone will be hitting the road at the end of the year in support of their new EP, so catch them in a city near you. Get ready for the ride. Fingers crossed we can get them here, as always. Fingers double crossed that they come to the TIFF here in North Wales. It would be great to see them. So here we go, the first song of this show. And like I said, if you're not going to listen to this loud, just wait a little while. It is well worth it. So here we go. We've got Wicked Stone and Unchained. We'll be right back.
to shake the feeling you don't belong. So sick of wasting all your life in the dark. It's time to ignite, time is running.
That was Wicked Stone and Unchained. And we're going to move on now to another British rock band. These are called Revival Black. They're out of Liverpool, again, not far from where I'm recording right now in North Wales. They released a single called So Alive just over a month ago now, as I'm recording, 7th of June 2019. It's, again, this is such a good rock single. The new album actually is out the 11th of October. I've been lucky enough to have been sent a copy of the album. It is exactly what I like. Again, people that get in touch with us have got similar taste of music to me. Postman Gav being one of them. He always gets in touch with these music shows, well, with most shows. So thank you, Gav. Gav, buy this album as soon as it's out. I know you're going to love it. And every rock fan out there, it is just what I like from rock music. So a little bit more about Revival Black. Singer Dan Byrne. This is where I get awful with names. Singer Dan Byrne. Hopefully that's right. Explains, it has been a crazy time at Revival Black HQ. We travelled to Ibiza to close the Hard Rock Hell Road Trip Festival. There we go. Talking about Hard Rock Hell before. And they're in Ibiza now as well. Well, they have been for quite a while. Classic Rock have included our last single, Wide Awake, on their magazine cover CD. We opened the inaugural Call of the Wild Festival. We were top three finalists in Virgin Music's Manchester to LA competition. And now TNT Wrestling have adopted our song, Hold Me Down, as their official event anthem. How good is that? We want to keep that momentum going, so we are thrilled to release So Alive. It's a fast-paced, straight-ahead rock song that we use to open most of our live performances. It's all about breaking free, about freedom, about feeling alive. What better way to start a rock concert? Leave your troubles at the door and lay it all out there hard. Now, following the addition of vocal powerhouse Dan Byrne, The band had been revitalised and reimagined, bringing a whole new attitude and drive that warranted a new name and fresh identity. They were previously known as Black Cat Bones, and So Alive is just the third single to be released under the new name of Revival Black, and will feature on their forthcoming debut album out later this year. Like I said, I've had the chance to listen to the album. It's, I was going to say, a scorcher. I don't think that's sort of like down with the kids talk anymore. You can't describe a rock album as like on fleek, although I think that's gone now. I've not heard my daughter say that for 6 months. I don't know. Let's just say it's bloody good. So yeah, put that on your to-buy list for when it's out later in the year. So enough of me waffling once again. You listen to these shows to find new bands, new music. Here is another cracker. It's Revival Black and So Alive. Was Revival Black and So Alive. Now I'm going to finish the show with, this is a great song as well, the video for it. I implore you all to watch the video for this song, because I watched it open-mouthed and then discovered they've got quite a few more similar videos. It's called, the band's called Glory Hammer. The song is called Glory Hammer. They like songs about hammers as well. This isn't the only song they've got about the glorious Glory Hammer. They're sort of an amalgam of Thor and Man of War and lots of other superheroes, and they have, it's bonkers, but it's glorious. It really is. I love it. It's a little bit different to what I would normally listen to, but I was so taken. I've got to admit, at first the visuals drew me in. I was watching the video, and then I just found that this song like stuck in my head, and you couldn't get it out. And the more I listen to it, the more that I love it. I feel that I've got to read this next bit out in a certain way that fits Glory Hammer. So please forgive me for the way that I'm just going to read this next bit out. Mighty warriors of the galaxy, the time has come. Glory Hammer have forged their third album, the next thrilling chapter of the heroes around mastermind Christopher Bowes awaits. The spies of Emperor Zargothrax are everywhere, which is why Legends from Beyond the Galactic Terror Vortex has been secretly recorded in an undisclosed location in the Highlands of Scotland with producer Lassie Lammert. Mighty fanfares guide the listener into his journey through the Terror Vortex, and only the bravest warriors will make it out of this maelstrom, clad in triumphant power metal and epic orchestral backgrounds. Could there be a more hypnotizing and beautiful place than the gloriously symphonic Land of Unicorns? We doubt it. You will know why I've read it out like that when you hear the song. You will know why I've read it out when you see the video. Yeah. Listen now. Thank me later. But before we get to me playing the song, let's do the usual housekeeping stuff. Our website, which I said earlier, is your homepage on every internet-enabled device that you've got, 60minuteswith.co.uk. There is a contact us form on there, or you can email us direct, which is contact@60minuteswith.co.uk. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, both of those, 60minuteswith. The sister Instagram account, which is onscreenlegup, follow that. You'll know what it is when you see it. We do have a Reddit community now. If you use Reddit, for each podcast that we do, I put a post on there. And it's a way that you, the people that listen to us, can give us feedback, ask us questions, just give us general comments, whatever you want. Just go on there and we can answer it and just reply to it on the show. Bit of a more, we want to get more two-way interaction between the people that listen to us. Look for 60 Minutes with Podcast on Reddit. Now then, competition stuff. I have said in the last couple of podcasts, again, I suddenly started whispering as though anybody else could hear. I want to start giving more away through the podcast. For a couple of years now, we've been giving so much away on our Twitter accounts, and we'll continue to do that. But we're well aware that everybody that follows us on Twitter doesn't listen to the podcast. The fools. So we want to give a little thank you to the people that spend the time and download the podcast and listen to what we do. And again, I know that not everybody listens to every podcast that we put out. You're listening to this, you may just listen to the Soundcheck Amount shows or Soundcheck interview shows or whatever ones you listen to. If you just listen to one format show, thank you. But we want to reward the people and give something back to the people that listen to us. So you might have heard in the other podcasts that we're currently giving away Chernobyl on Blu-ray review on the website, and you've got until midnight on July the 28th to send us an email in. All you've got to do is put the header of Chernobyl, write whatever you want in the email. You can leave it blank if you want. You'll be drawn at random. Whoever the winner is, drawn at random, will reply to the email, say hurrah, you've won. You can send us your details, we'll get it posted to you. It has been pointed out that if you do enter through the contact section on the website, it doesn't give you the option of adding a header. So just send it and just put in, you're going to have to write something in, put this is for the Chernobyl competition. So we're still running that one. You've got until midnight, July the 28th. Also, and I'm starting this now, you have got until midnight on July the, let me get this right, don't want to get it wrong, 31st. Is that right? 30 days of September? Yes, July the 31st. Yeah, I know. If I was more professional, I would have got it prepared. And you, we're giving away, now we're giving away these individually on our Twitter account. For you, because we really love everybody that listens to the podcasts, we are giving away 4 Blu-rays in one job lot to one lucky person that listens to us. The Blu-rays we're giving away, it's a Judd Apatow quadruple bill. We're giving away Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Funny People, and Get Him to the Greek. Again, all you've got to do, send us an email. If you send it direct, put the header Judd Apatow. If you're doing it through the podcast, through the pod, if you're doing it through the website, again, you're just going to have to write something in there. It is nice if you write something. It could be complimentary, it could be critical, it could be a joke, it could be a funny picture, anything at all. That isn't, let's get it right, that isn't going to influence who wins. That is really drawn at random, the winner. But it's always nice to read stuff. So you've got until midnight, July the 28th, you can win Chernobyl on Blu-ray. And you've also got till midnight, July the 31st, to win all 4 of those. You can enter both. You can enter as many as you want. Right, I think that's everything that I needed to say at the end of the show. Because you're sat there thinking, shut up, Dave, we want to hear this glory hammer that you've told us so much about. So yeah, pin back your ears. This is Glory Hammer and Glory Hammer.